this Sunday's lectionary, if you wanted to summarize it a little bit, it's about our inner selves, our inner attitudes, our inner motives, our inner reasons for what we do, what we do. And if you remember last week, it was kind of similar. Last week was the unjust judge. The unjust judge, if we remember, he wanted to get rid of the widow. He didn't give her justice because he cared about her. He didn't give her justice because he loved her or wanted her to be there. He was very selfish. He wanted to be left alone. He wanted to get rid of the nagging widow. He did it only for himself. And what we learned was about the just judge, that's God our Father, he does answer our prayers, being persistent as we are ought to be, because he does care. We learn that God is just. He wants us to be around. In fact, he wants us to nag him and bother him. And as a matter of fact, it's not even a bother to him. He wants us to be with him always. He doesn't consider it a bother. He wants us to live in abundance. Our God, who made us, he loves us, and he will always be here for us and wants us to be around. Now today we have the Pharisee and the tax collector. Well, we know that the Pharisee back then was a priest, very high ranking in society, very well educated, very wealthy, the best of the best. And then the tax collector back then, well, they were considered the worst of the worst in society. So it's another twist in the gospel today. It's interesting. But today's gospel is not about an ordinary tax collector. It's about a Pharisee, but a tax collector who is repenting. A tax collector who knows his sin and is sorry and is praying to God for mercy. The Pharisee in today's gospel wasn't really praying to God. He was grateful, yes, but he really wasn't praying. And what did Jesus tell us last week in the lessons, and what do we always hear? Jesus tells us we need to pray constantly. Prayer is needed, always. Now, just for a minute, I'd like to look at Sirach, and then we'll go back to the gospel. Sirach's message, actually, I thought to myself, wow, today would have been a great stewardship Sunday because of the lesson, because of what he teaches us. He says, give to the Most High as he has given to you. What has God given us? If we think about it, what has God given us? Everything. He's given us our lives. He's given us our clothes. When we look at our house, our family, our friends, our cars, whatever we have in this world is a gift from God. Our faith, everything that is in us that is good is from God. He has given us everything, including his Son, Jesus Christ. So God has given us his life too. And then Sirach comes on and says, give to him the Most High as he has given to you, and give as generously as you can afford. So Sirach knows that there are times that you can't give, and there are times that you should give. And God shows no partiality to the poor or the rich. Everyone can give, but give realistically as you can afford. And then he goes on to say, for the Lord is the one who repays, and he repays sevenfold. So there it is. God repays, and God repays abundantly. But why give? We give because we love the Lord. That's the only reason that we should have. That's the attitude in our stewardship. That's the attitude in our heart. We are to give from love. What we don't do is have the motive or the reasons. We don't give because we want to get something back. We don't give because we want to try and look good to other people, like the Pharisee We certainly don't want to try and bribe God and say, well, I'll give more this year because I'm really sick, so, you know, I'm going to bribe God. We don't do that because God knows everything about us. We can run, but we can't hide. We cannot fool God. We do not give for dishonest reasons. We give because we love God and want to continue Jesus' ministry on the earth. We really can't fool God. He knows us, our inner selves, better than we know, or will at least admit sometimes to ourselves. He knows our reasons, and he knows our attitudes. He also knows that if we are either modeling the unjust judge's attitudes, or his own, or maybe the widow's. For the unjust judge, we can think to ourselves, are we selfish, self-centered, not ever going beyond our own needs or our own selves, not giving because it's not convenient, not doing something because it's not convenient, we don't feel like it? Or how about the widow in last week? The widow was constantly praying to God, she was constantly a prayerful person, but the point was that she was bugging the unjust judge, constantly being persistent because she wanted justice. The widow didn't want the world. She just wanted justice. And she was vulnerable, very vulnerable, and needed an advocate. Now this week's gospel, we get back to the Pharisee is thinking and praying, well, not really praying, he's thinking to himself and telling God how great he is. He even says, God, I thank you that I am not like other people. I'm not like thieves or rogues or adulterers or even that terrible tax collector over there. He says, I'm much better than those people. Is the Pharisee really praying? No, the Pharisee is telling God about the other people's sins. The Pharisee is not praying. He's kind of being like CNN and telling God all that's happening. Well, God doesn't need CNN to tell him. He doesn't need us to tell him how awful other people are. He wants us to go to him about ourselves, our own sins, and be like the tax collector and be contrite and ask for mercy. God knows our inner selves. He knows everyone's inner selves all the time. He sees all the time. We are to do what Jesus said and pray and ask for mercy. So what does prayer do for us? What does our prayer life do for us? Well, it connects us to God. It helps us to center, to feel calm, to know God is there present with us, to feel safe and know that God will protect us and will provide. Prayer life is a time for soul searching, knowing our own sins, being realistic and being honest and telling God. And then it's a time for Him to give us strength and joy. It's a time for us to build our relationship, to develop it further, and to continue it. Why? Because Jesus tells us to. Prayer helps us to cope with life, the joys and the troubles and the sorrows and the griefs. Our relationship with God helps us to deal and cope with the good times and the bad times. And prayer directs us back to God when we need Him. Prayer directs us in, during, throughout our entire life back to God to live the life that He wants us to live His will and His way with love, and to remember, as God gives to us generously, we are to give back to Him and to each other in love with generosity. With all of God's gifts that He has given to each and every one of us, God's gifts are what makes us strong and able to do what he commands, and in fact, love what he commands us to do. And what I'd like to do is end with everyone, if you want to, reading the Contemporary Collect one more time. Because the gifts that God gives us is our faith, our hope, and our love. Please pray with me. Almighty
and everlasting God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and charity, and that we may attain what you promise. Make us love what you command, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.